Anyways, this I want to talk about the Kenya Miachena.
Feeling it right now.
What? Yeah, so you're feeling
Kissing.
the shot that we said yesterday. Get at least the Miachena, no. So Ramatisio discusses the concept of night and the struggle at night to learn. To learn versus to so you bring the Gevaldik Kazakh in the Rambam, and then I want to say over a shot that I heard from Rav Yeruch Molshin on this Rambam. Even though it's a mitzvah to learn by day and night, the Ikra Torah will be learned at night. Therefore, Yizar b'chol leilos of. Because he has to be careful on every one of his nights. The rina of Torah is ela balayla. Kumi roini v'la v'chalo esek b'toyra v'layla chuchachesanim shachalo v'yoyim. The Rambam learns the Ikra Torah of a person is at night. Now let's just put that in perspective. In those days, there was no work at night. Work is in the fields, and work is during the day, and therefore work is during the day. Night was sleep. Night you came home, you slept. As a matter of fact, Abraham Kanievsky writes, unbelievable zach. If the Rambam said that the shear of Shana is supposed to have is 8 hours, which is what doctors, you know, get 8 hours, 8 hours minimum. That's like the standard medical advice, I think. Get 8 hours. The Rambam writes 8 hours. So Rabban Kanievsky, until Rabban Kanievsky, there was never makor for the Rambam. Where do you get this from? Chaim writes geniusly. He says that there's a Gemara in Tainus. There's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says, "Le'ivri laila ela l'shinsa." That night was created for sleep, and Tosfos says on that that we're talking about Tkufas Tamos. So Chaim Kanievsky says in Eretz Yisrael during Tkufas Tamos, the night is 8 hours. So when the Gemara says the night was created for sleep, it means the whole night means 8 hours. So fine. But Lamaisa, so therefore the Rambam says, so when are you going to learn? During the day you're working, especially Rambam Shita. So you're working. So what are you going to do? And when are you going to be kind of Chochmasa? It's Balayla. Balayla, and that's when you're going to be kind of Chochmasa. Zeu Shita's a Rambam. So the the shaila is, what does Rama mean that Rina Shel Torah is the Torah you learn at night, the music of Torah? So Rav Matisyahu, Rav Yochum said like this. He said, what's the difference between the things that you do during the day and the things you do at night? So the things you do a day are the things that you need to do. The things that you do at night are the things you want to do. Right? The things that you do at night, during the day, okay, I have my work, I have my needs, I have my errands, I got the things that I need to do, I have things I have to take care of. It's all the things that you need to do. Then at night, you have spare time. You have spare time, sit down at night on the couch, you turn on the Beethoven. You sink, you listen to the Yasala Rosenblatt, you listen to the music, and you enjoy it during the day. If a guy's sitting and listening to too much music during the day, this is not a good sign. Generally, what does that mean? It's a battle, more or less, no? At night, he sits and listens to music, spare time. Learning Torah, because you have to learn Torah, is one thing. But if you learn Torah at night, it means this is how you're spending the time that you have, is your own time. It's a time that you have to do that which you enjoy doing. And that's when the Limud HaTorah Balayla is the Beged Arena. It's the Arena Shel Torah, is the learning Torah by night. So that's what the Rambam is saying. And therefore, using the night for Torah as a simon You love the learning. That's a pshat. That's a pshat from what's it called? Matzil brings further. He really has good memory coming here. He brings further from Rabbi Yehuda on the mission of Perkei Avos. It says a neir balayla v'mahalach b'derech yichidi. A neir balayla. Dr. Rabbi Yehuda, why, if you don't learn, why are you mishchai b'nafshay? If you shame shoyis ritzuyos, ain't like lachshay b'em kiim b'dvarim ritzuyim l'fnei amokin. It's an opportune time. Eilu d'rei Torah shoyis ha-ma shoyis, kamayim chashuvois v'ruuyois ha-machshagas ha-toyra, ki ain't like melacha, Lazarus, when you listen to me, Kulos ben Adam, you have nothing to do. You don't hear people. In Pana Libula Atala, and if you just waste your time, Yischai ben Avshay. Okay. So Memela, that's the time. Now he brings another Gemara in Tainus. It says Mechamisha Asam Ba'av Ve'elach Toshish Kerech Hashacham. And Moisef, Rashi. Chamisha Asa Ba'av. What was the Simcha of Chamisha Asa Ba'av? Remember the Rashi? Chamisha Asa Ba'av was the Yom Simcha. Why? The Moisef Leil Lois Al Yomim. It's when the night becomes longer, because during the summer months, the light night becomes shorter. The day becomes longer. Lastly, and you have more time to learn. That is the Simcha of Tu B'Av. Because you have more time to learn at night. Okay, so now want to one other ha'ara here. When it says in the Rambam that lo yoyba achas men, you shouldn't even waste one of the nights. So like, what's the big deal? So I wasted one of the nights. Fine. So I don't have as much schus as I had, before. All right. But what's the what's the whole doggish here? Don't even waste one night. So Yerucham, so famously, Rabbi Aaron writes in Mishnah Sobaron, said, no. He said, well, you get a Keser Torah. You're going to get a crown of Torah. Get a Keser. It's going to be a beautiful Keser. And all of a sudden, right over there in the middle, there's going to be a diamond missing. That's that night that you missed. Now you're going to have a smaller Keser. You have a Pogum different Keser. Every night, in its own cheshbon, every night is its own jewel, and you have to take advantage of all of them in order to be zoicha to that Keser Shel Torah. That's what the Rambam is saying. That's all in the inyan of miut Shena. Okay. Now, the I'll just finish with one ma'aseh. That it was Yehudua, David Pavarsky, for his whole life, basically, for at least 40 years, he had a chavrusa from 4 a.m. till 7 a.m., 4 to 7 before Shacharis. And 4 a.m. meant 4 a.m. It did not mean 4:01, it did not mean 3:59. He was a very precise person, and he would leave his house the same time every day. And I was zoicha one time, a long time ago, there was a chashuv looking yid here from Bnei Brak, and I asked him if he has a place to stay, and then he stayed in my house. It turned out he was Rav David's chavrusa for the last 10 years of this chavrusa shacht. So he said he learned zvachim with the Rizkara. So upon him, he said that Rav David used to say. He said, I'm doing this for 40 years. There was never one day that it was easy. There's never one day that it was, when I was younger, Yitzhar would say, ah, David, you're so young. You're so many years ahead of you. You got to chop right in this minute, this 4 o'clock. Get up 6 o'clock, 6:30. Get up, chop right in a half hour before dawn like everyone else. Okay, at 4 o'clock, calm down. When I was old, Yitzhar would say, you're old man, you're koiches, what are you pushing yourself? He said, there was never a day that it was easy. It's not a person, and if it would be easy, then we wouldn't have to be here anymore. So, miut shena is one of those things, struggle for one's entire life. And in Mr. Shem, a person's kind of that kingdom. All right?